सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ
चाप्टर् 18 वर्स् 58
मच्चित् सर्वदुर्गाणि मत्प्रसादात् तरिष्यसि अथ चेत्त्वमहङ्कारात् न श्रोष्यति विनंक्षसि
Lord Krishna summarizing karma yoga and jnana yoga as a sadhana in everyone's life to get the fulfillment in one's life. Any worldly accomplishments will not give total fulfillment. Every worldly accomplishments, they cannot give total fulfillment, purnata or trupti. This is fact. As early as we recognize this fact, our life become more meaningful and peaceful also. Why I am telling as early as possible? By recognizing this fact. What is that fact? The materialistic accomplishments cannot give fulfillment. This fact, if I don't recognize at least my half life, that means 50 years, 40 years, if I don't recognize, I have to recognize much earlier. If not, at least for 30s, 40s, 50s, I have to recognize. If I don't recognize this fact, if I come to this fact at the fag end of my life, what life left out for me further? I cannot enjoy my life further. That is why I use the word as early as possible. Without postponing. This is called Viveka. According to Shastra, this is called Atma Anatma Viveka. What is real in this world? What is unreal? I have to decipher, discriminate, and work for what is real. Don't toil yourself for unreal, ephemeral, materialistic things throughout the day. You can work for them for survival for some time, but not throughout the day, throughout the life. Therefore, an intelligent person is one making use of this materialistic prosperity for spiritual upliftment. An intelligent person is one who prospers materialistically, but knows that he is not going for these materialistic pleasures lifelong, but these materialistic resources, I want to make use of them for my spiritual upliftment. This is called living intelligently. Question yourself, you are living intelligently or unintelligently? Decide. I hope you are all living intelligently. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, the one who knows this fact, come to Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, Shravana Yoga, Shastra Shravanam, that person is the one who has accomplished what has to be accomplished. That is real success. That is real success in one's life. Therefore, we have to listen to great teachers who are guiding us with the help of Shastra. This is also very important. We have to take the help of those teachers who are guiding us with the help of Shastra. Again, I'll repeat. We have to take the help of those teachers who are guiding with the help of Shastra, because Shastra is our well-wisher. Shastra is equal to thousands of mothers. I am not going to a guru just like that for guru's sake. I choose a guru, I select a guru who is having thorough shastric knowledge, treasure house of knowledge, the one who has got that guru's guidance I want to take. For that also I need some intelligence. For that also I need some my own stuff here. Bhagavan has given free will, Bhagavan has given intelligence to us. You have to understand where you are going, what you are studying, what for you are going, what you are going to get also. You are going to attain me, Arjuna, because you have come to me. I am giving the shastric knowledge to you. It is not my knowledge. Lord Krishna said many places, Ahuhu, Manishinaha Ahuhu. He said many places. Wise people say like this, Arjuna. These are not my words. Wise people, those people who followed Upanishadic teaching and lived according to that teaching, they said this. That teaching only I am giving to you today. That teaching only, any teacher is teaching, Gita teacher is teaching, Parampara teacher, traditional teacher is teaching, that teaching alone. Therefore, every student of Bhagavad Gita must know what for they are coming to Bhagavad Gita. Unless I know that the purpose of studying Bhagavad Gita and that outcome of Bhagavad Gita, the benefit of Bhagavad Gita, my study becomes so mechanical. My study becomes so mechanical. A mechanical study may give chitta shuddhi, but it cannot give jnana phalam. Therefore, Arjuna, I am summarizing how much you have received, I do not know. Anyhow, let me revise once again. I know you are listening, but for my satisfaction sake, I am again summarizing in this 18th chapter. Therefore, bhakti is very important. Jnani lakshana bhakti is very important. Dharma level, karma yoga after teaching, now karma at surrendering to the Lord, Lord Krishna is summarizing now. Karma yoga, first level of karma yoga is following dharma, values. How we follow values? Dharma is non-separate from Bhagavan. Dharma and Bhagavan both are not separate. Both are not different. Dharma is the manifestation of Bhagavan. Following value is the manifestation of Bhagavan only. Never separate Bhagavan and Dharma. That is why our people say, Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmaha. That statement tells us, Rama represents Dharma. Dharma and Rama both are not different. If I worship Rama, I must follow Dharma. If I follow Dharma, means I am worshipping God. If I am following values, I am worshipping the Lord. This is at Karma Yoga first level. Second level of Karma Yoga is presenting bhakti, totally bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. Machittaha, may you surrender to me. Surrendering here is not physical surrender. Physical surrender we are not talking, but bhavana level, attitudinal change. Your bhavanas, you have to fill with Bhagavan fully. Keep your heart vacant for Bhagavan. Don't be preoccupied. பகவான் வந்து வந்துண்டு போயிட்டு இருக்கார், பிஸியாக இருக்கார் பகவான். பகவான் இஸ் டேக்கிங் ரெஸ்ட் இன் யுவர் ஹார்ட், கீப் இட் ஃபார் பகவான்ஸ் சேக், சேக் அண்ட் கீப் இட் ஃபார் பகவான்ஸ் சேக் கிளீன் அண்ட் பியூர், பிகாஸ் பகவான் இஸ் சிட்டிங் இன்சைட் த ஹார்ட், கீப் தட் ஹார்ட் கிளீன். ஓகே, மச்சித்தா லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சம்மரைசிங் திஸ் கர்மயோகா இஸ் ரியல் கர்மயோகா, மே யூ ஃபிக்ஸ் யுவர் மைண்ட் அப்பான் மீ மச்சித்தா. ஸோ வாட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட், சர்வதுர்காணி தரிஷ்யசி, யூ வில் கிராஸ் ஆல் டிஃபிகல்டிஸ், யூ வில் நாட் ஃபேஸ் எனி டிஃபிகல்டி. That means many students after studying 10 years, 15 years also, Swamini, problems are not reducing in spite of coming to the Bhagavad Gita class. On the other hand, problems are increasing. Who said problems will be removed by coming to Bhagavad Gita? Problems can be eliminated. We never said. Lord Krishna never promised that. Problems remain as problems in anyone's life according to their karma phalam. Then what is the benefit of studying Bhagavad Gita, surrendering to Lord Krishna? We say, Lord Krishna gives you mental strength, emotional strength to face the problems as situations. Lord Krishna gives mental strength to you to look at the problems as situations, to face those situations with boldness, courage. You have a shock absorber. Our punya, papa, they are like electric shocks. Sometimes punya phalam sukham comes, suddenly comes papa phalam pain. Suddenly, as we are enjoying next moment, suddenly some shock news, some bitter news, I have to swallow. Like a garalam, poison it is. After enjoying some pleasurable experience, suddenly pain comes because of some bad prarabdha. How can I cross this pain? Tharishyasi, I will help you, Arjuna, to cross that pain. Bhakti is like a shock absorber. To cross over this punya papa, potholes or pains in one's life. Therefore, sarvadurgani, just as a person cross mountain peak, all our problems are like hurdles, hurdle games. No hurdle games? Have you seen the hurdle game any time? If you have not seen, see once again. Okay, hurdle games is very interesting. They jump every hurdle and they go and get the silver golden cup. Gold cup they get. Therefore, our gold cup is moksha. Cross over the hurdles. Every hurdle comes adhidaivika, adhibhautika, adhyatmika tapani at any time, at any place. Drought may come outside, external famine, internal pain also sometimes comes. Sometimes in the Swamini, many times it is coming. Unpredictable. With notice they won't come. At least with before notice, and they send notice, this problem is going to come, be careful. Gas stove, gas cylinder, best example, informs you, tomorrow I am going to over. Keep it ready, the next cylinder. In gas cylinder, how many years we are making use of that cylinder? None of the day, single day, gas cylinder informs us. Even though two cylinders are there, this cylinder is empty, na bakkum irukona kali aidathe na kali aagakoodad eppume irukanuma eppadi irukamudiyum kali aagum. It is not giving some, at least 1 meter avadu vekkakoodad avana adhi vekkala and the cylinder ku. Only one day, 2 days, Like that they keep, it is good. Why they have not kept, you know, my logic, just already you are tensed, homemaker, you are already tensed. If I keep that meter, monitor, you will be more tensed. That's why I don't want to keep. Anyhow, what I want to say, problems, pains, bitter experience, they will never come with a notice before they are coming. Unpredictable, any time, from any corner, in any way they can come. What it means, our prarabdha karma, what way it is going to influence us, next moment, none of us know what is the next moment prarabdha is unfolding. After coming only we come to know. That is called Sarva Durgani. What mountain we require to cross? Family, children, bringing up children itself is a great task. Sarva Durgani Tarishyasi. When? Machittaha Bhavati Chet. If you have bhaktis, you surrender to me, that means accept whatever comes, because you are having the shock absorber called bhakti. Because of that bhakti, you are able to face any situation. Because Bhagavan never do injustice to me. Whatever happens to me at any time, at any point of my time, life, it is good for me. Try to see the best. Draw, you have to learn a lesson. After completion of that experience, what I have learned to this through this experience. Lesson, paatam. Paatam kattukanum. In the experience moolama, either pleasure or pain, what lesson I have learned, what way I have got maturity, what way I have got refinement. You will cross over, Arjuna, if you surrender to me, I will give you the strength. Problems are not going to be removed. I will give you the strength. Once you are devoted to me, I will give you the strength. Sarva Durgani Tarishyasi. That is the meaning. Try to understand the meaning of the words properly. You cross over all obstacles, all hurdles means problems even Bhagavan cannot eliminate. Why can't he eliminate? This is the question people ask. Why can't he eliminate? He is almighty, all powerful, all knowing one. He knows what problem is going to come. Even if I do not know, he knows. Why can't he? Because I am breaking so many coconuts, I am putting so many elimicham palang mala, vetalapak mala, yetna potent erke avarke, avarke teriyada, avarke nanna teriyum. Unna vide avarke kanak nanna teriyum. Yetna tenga nanna erke, yetna tenga nalla illa kudu. How many rupee notes you have given to the Lord in Hundi? What are the nice notes? What are not nice? What are fake also? Bhagavan knows. What are white notes? What are black notes? Also Bhagavan knows. Why not? Bhagavan knows very well. But Bhagavan is helpless because, oh my dear Bhakta, your karma phalam, I cannot change. I can do only one thing. Because you are devoted to me, I will give you mental strength. It serves you like a shock absorber. Shock absorber. It absorbs the shock. You will not get any shock of any bitter experience at any time. Oh, that's all. Okay. You see that way. Every problem. Oh. Oh. Okay. See the difference. Okay, this is also a part of my life, this situation. Sarva Durgani Tarishyasi. Not my words, Krishna's words. He will cross over. When and the bhakti irukkamoda, when you give place to him in your heart, not under the staircase. You give place to Bhagavan in your house, somewhere in the puja room. You remember that when you do puja, we bring out avahanam pandrathiki from hrudayam you bring out again yathasthanam pratishthapayami in pakka parungo hand they show towards heart yathasthanam pratishthapayami avahayami have you seen any time anybody is doing puja avahayami you see the paramacharyas and all when they are doing puja they take flowers and take to the heart and put on the deity and every flower they take near the heart and put on the deity what it means I have taken out in the form I kept you outside here I am doing puja therefore they take here and they put the flowers namak idella palakame kadayadu just we do throwing like that because we do not know how it is the symbolic no atma puja this is called atma puja therefore what if you don't listen to me if you don't surrender to me if you don't accept me nas sroshyasi tvam what follow your duty may you surrender to me I am telling if you don't listen to me suppose na sroshyasi chet if you do not listen to me listening my words I am asking you to fight in the battlefield that is good for you but you are saying I want to run away from the battlefield if you don't listen to me what will happen why you are not listening to me I know ahankarat because of ahankara ego because of your own ego ahankara you are not caring for my words arjuna ahankarat vinankshasi vinasham prapsyasi you will be perished neither materialistic prosperity nor spiritual prosperity both the ways ihaloka phalam nasti paraloka phalam api nasti no phalam asti tava hey arjuna up to here we saw in the last class verse number 59
yadyahankaram ashritya नयोस्य इति मन्यसे मिथ्यैषव्यवसायस्ते प्रकृतिस्त्वां नियोक्षति
यदि अहंकारात् अहंकारम् आश्रित्य Nayotsya iti manyase because of your ego arrogance or that haughtiness I know everything whatever I decide is final and I want to do this way only I don't want to kill my tata bhishma I don't want to kill my teacher drona I don't want to fight in this battlefield I don't want kingdom I want to go to Rishikesh, I want to go to Haridwar, I want to take sannyasa, I don't want Rajyam. Suppose you decide like this, Arjuna, Nayotsya means I don't want to fight. If you consider like that, that means if this is your thought, you can put that in within inverted commas. Nayotsya iti, Nayotsya. That only inverted commas. I don't want to fight in this battlefield, Kurukshetram. If you think like that thinking is a right thinking. It is born out of ahankara. Ahankaram, because of ahankaram, ashritya, you resort to your ego, to your ahankara, to your what you can call. Well, your own decision thinking it is real it is right it is perfect if you think and take this decision I will tell you Arjuna that decision is wrong decision vyavasayah mithya eva vyavasayah means nischayah your nischayam that is not to fight in this battlefield that decision vyavasayah te tava తవ వ్యవసాయ తవ నిశ్చయ యువర్ డెసిషన్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ డెసిషన్ నాట్ ఫైటింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ దట్ ఈస్ mithya esha. That decision is mithya. Esha mithya eva. That decision is false, wrong decision. Eshaha vyavasayaha. That resolve, that decision, that nischaya is wrong decision, mithya, invalid. Mithya means invalid, fruitless decision, useless decision, means wrong decision. Why? Even though you take the decision not to fight in this battlefield and to want to run away from this battlefield, you want to do vikshatanam. Arjuna already told Krishna, I want to do bhikshacharyam, I don't want this kingdom, pleasures and all. I am happy to eat some kandamula phalam, you know, in the forest, some beetroot, carrot. I am happy to live with them like a sannyasi. If you take even sannyasa, kashaya vastram, you go and to Rishikesh, there you fight for sannyasi rights. Enna unga vandu rajogunam. Even you become a sannyasi also, you will not sit keep quiet, you will not sit quietly after going there and you make a group of sannyasis and ask them, we will all fight for our rights. There are sannyasi groups in Rishikesh, Haridwar. They are always fighting for their rights. This is the only job. Because your swabhava is rajoguna. Your nature is always fighting for rights. Your quality is leadership quality. Since your swabhava is rajoguna, you go from here also, there also your swabhava come along with you. But you are wearing saffron clothes outside here and going there, but your swabhava, your prakriti, your swabhava, prakriti hi niyokshati tvam. Your prakriti only controls you. Your swabhava only controls you, not your saffron clothes. That is why sannyasa is not for all people. Sannyasa is meant for a sattvic person. There is no dynamic rajasic sannyasi. Sannyasi, rajasic will never go together. Understand? People think wrongly. Sannyasi is the one who is giving abhayam to everything in this universe. He is the one supposed to follow non-violence in full extent and full sattvic. Only one duty sannyasi has got. There is no second duty. If any sannyasi does second duty, he is taking paradharma. Taking to paradharma is omission. And taking to some papa. Taking paradharma is a papa. Dropping swadharma, sannyasi dharma, and taking paradharma. Dropping one's own dharma is omission. Omission caused papam a sannyasi will get. If he takes, he renounces his duty. What is his or her duty? Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam of Shastra. There is no second duty for sannyasi. All are doing, if they are doing, they do not know. That's all they are doing. They are not supposed to do. To do that, you need not wear saffron clothes. One person, after working as an accountant many years, because of some problem in the family, he rushed to ashrama and wore that sannyasa kashayam. In a veetla ore prachne. Adhanal and the accountant went to ashrama and wore the kashaya vastram. He became an accountant of ashrama. Because accountant buddhi enge po. And he started his own ashrama also and earned lot of money and seeing everyday accounts. Who says, prakritim tvam niyokshati. Your swabhava will never go away. I do not know you, Arjuna. Chinna vayasulindu naan paathinu irukken. Unga nature. Niya, sannyasiya. Niya, Haridwar poriya. Enna? Your swabhava is rajasic nature. You are not a sattvic person. Sannyasi is one. If he takes up any grihastashrama dharma, or any other social activities, ఎనీ అదర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అదర్ దాన్ శాస్త్ర శ్రవణ మనన నిధిధ్యాసనం, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ పరధర్మ, దట్ ఈస్ గృహస్థ ధర్మ. సోషల్ సర్వీస్ హ్యాస్ టు బి డన్ బై ది గృహస్థాస్, నాట్ బై సన్యాసి. దట్ మీన్స్ సన్యాసి ఈజ్ టేకింగ్ ది గృహస్థ ధర్మ, దట్ మీన్స్ పరధర్మ ఈజ్ టేకింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కమిషన్. కమిషన్ మీన్స్ వాట్? పాపం. ఒమిషన్ ఆఫ్ స్వధర్మ, కమిషన్ ఆఫ్ పరధర్మ, ఒమిషన్ అండ్ కమిషన్, వన్ దాట్స్ ఇట్. దేర్ఫోర్ సన్యాసాశ్రమ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫర్ ఆల్ పీపుల్. దోస్ ఆర్ హైలీ సాత్విక్, దోస్ ఆర్ వెరీ కామ్ అండ్ క్వైట్ అండ్ మెంటల్లీ దే ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ద ఈక్వానిమస్ మైండ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు ఫోకస్ ఆన్ శాస్త్ర స్టడీ, శాస్త్ర టీచింగ్, శాస్త్ర శాస్త్ర శాస్త్ర, నథింగ్ ఎల్స్. దే ఆర్ మెంట్ ఫర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ. దట్ ఆశ్రమ ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఫర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ. క్లియర్ అర్జున? నాట్ ఫర్ యూ. పురియరదా? నీ అంగు పోనా కూడా అగైన్ యూ డూ దాట్ ఓన్లీ. అన్నెసరీ, యూఆర్ క్రియేటింగ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. ప్రకృతి నియోక్షతి త్వాం, యువర్ స్వభావ విల్ కంట్రోల్ యూ, యువర్ స్వభావ విల్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ యూ, యువర్ స్వభావ విల్ టేక్ యూ టు ద అదర్ రాంగ్ ఎండ్. వేరింగ్ సాఫ్రాన్ క్లోత్స్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ఎండింగ్ అప్ ఇన్ సమ్ అదర్ వర్క్, ఇట్ లుక్స్ సో ఎంబరేసింగ్. లైక్ దట్ మెనీ సన్యాసీస్, దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఎంబరేసింగ్ యాక్టివిటీస్. హూ ఈజ్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు డూ దాట్? బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ నాట్ స్టడీడ్ శాస్త్ర. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దే లవ్ సన్యాసాశ్రమ టేకింగ్. లవ్ ఫర్ సన్యాసాశ్రమ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫర్ టేకింగ్ ఆశ్రమ. When there is a lot of problems in life, they want to run away from the problems, they come. Because Arjuna facing the problem now. The same idea comes to many people. And after taking to that sannyasa ashrama, because of the mental pressure, either mind is so highly active, rajasic mind, tamasic mind, without shastra background, what will happen, you know, sometimes depression comes. It leads to a lot of depression. Because you cannot have any relation, you cannot talk to any people like other people, people will not mingle with you, and you feel alone, aloof, and internally you feel lot of loneliness, and it leads to depression. That's why after studying Shastra lengthy time, and you are very confident, you are committed to Shastra study, and you decide to Tyage Naike Amrutatva Manasahu, you are ready to renounce, you don't have any connection with anything other than Shastra. Only Shastra Mata protects that person. A sannyasi without Shastra is dangerous. A sannyasi without Shastra Mata is a dangerous. It is a miserable life. Therefore, Arjuna, tava prakritihi niyokshasena. It will control you, it will influence you. Don't take that decision, Arjuna. Okay, next shloka.
Swabhavajena kaunteyam నిబద్ధస్వేన కర్మణాం కర్తుం నేచ్ఛసి యన్మోహాత్ కరిష్యస్య వశోపి తత్.
ప్రకృతి ఇస్ ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్. From philosophical angle, we call prakriti as maya. And from body-mind complex, once you see Vyashti standpoint, prakriti means three gunas. So two ways we can take. Prakriti means three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamo guna, put together prakriti. Or maya is also called prakriti. Therefore, in karma yoga, we call it as three gunas, composition of three gunas from karma yoga standpoint. From philosophy standpoint, jnana yoga standpoint, prakriti is called maya. therefore you have to understand this prakriti, powerful one, which is known as swabhavayam. It is born out of prakriti, that is called swabhavajena svena karmana nibaddha. Hey Kaunteya, oh Arjuna, your character swabhava will win over your resolve. Your character will win over your resolve. What is your character? Rajasika swabhava, kshatriya swabhava. So your swabhava will win over your, what you are taking decisions, that only will over. Therefore you must be careful. Your resolve or your decision is always influenced by your own swabhava. Krishna knows better or Arjuna knows better about swabhava? Krishna only knows. Similarly, what Krishna says, we must listen. I do not know my swabhava. I am carrying my swabhava. Parents give birth to only physical body, not our swabhava. That's why parent can never understand the children's swabhava. Many parents do not know their children's swabhava, because they are born with their swabhava. Swabhava jena svena karmana. You are bound. Nibaddha means you are bound. You are that is called bond. They are called pitrurunam. They say runani trini apakritya mano moksho niveshayetanar. Everyone born with three bonds. Bond na bond eludhi kudunga nu solra illaya bond. Adhe maadhiri we are also, a person who has written a bond is bound or not? Every person who has written, signed on a bond is a bound person. Until you finish the time, duration, you have to serve under that person. Contract. So and so, so many years, I have given my certificates to that person. Contract is what, 5 years I will work under you. That is called bond. And that 5 years, I have to complete and work there. Then only I will get back my certificates. Yes or no? Like that, in our life also, we have three bonds. Devarunam, Pitrurunam, Rishirunam. Unless you complete these three runams, you can never attain moksha. Complete these three runams. You are indebted to the Lord first. Do service to God. Worship the Lord. You have to show your gratitude. Lot of serving, finishing after that only you come here. Daivarunam. You have to offer donations to Bhagavan. You have to take care of Bhagavan. You have to provide everything to Bhagavan. You do everything to Bhagavan, because he has given body to you. He is providing food to you. Therefore you have Daivarunam. What about Pitrurunam? I am here because of my parents are because of their parents are because of their parents, Pitrus, Pitrus, Pitrus. You are indebted to your Pitrus also. You have to do Shraddha Karma, you have to do lot of service to your Pitrus, Pitrurunam, you have to complete. Then Devarunam, Pitrurunam and Rishirunam. You are indebted to this culture. This culture is sustaining today here because of rishis. Rishi culture this is. Rishi culture means given by the rishis. So I am indebted to them. I have to protect this culture. I have to serve to this culture. I have to propagate this culture. Without serving to this culture, propagating this culture, preserving this culture, I cannot complete my rishirunam. Without doing the services to God, Pitrus and society, these three runams completion is not completed. Suppose you cannot attain moksha. Therefore Arjuna, still you have to complete. You can never get moksha. Trini runani apakritya mano moksho niveshayet Arjuna. Swabhavajena nibaddha svena karmana. By your own karma, fighting in this battlefield, it is a runam. It is your duty. You are indebted to this. It is a bond you have written because you are born as a Kshatriya. It is your duty. Don't take paradharma, don't give up your swadharma. Svena karmana nibaddhaha, you are bound to your duty, not to take others' duty. Therefore, akkaraka ikkara patsayana madre, ellame nanna irukum. Any duty is with a responsibility. There is some pain, there is some risk, there is some strain always involved. In every ashrama, in every duty, no duty is pleasant. Rights are pleasant, duties are not pleasant. It is my pleasant duty, you know, it is my privilege to say vote of thanks. Vote of thanks is a privilege. If he forgets any one, then he will get it. Generally they forget. One or two person, avanukku sollaliye, ivanukku sollaliye, undu apparam undu, this person will not sleep for 4 days. Tell me, the pleasant duty, yeah. After vote of thanks, every person will get a lot of akshatai. Enna, you have forgotten. And the function ella mudichadhu vachukapram, avarku sollaliye, ivarku sollaliye, ellar sollinde irpa. And this person is a pleasant duty, yeah, unpleasant duty, yeah. Tell me. No duty is pleasant. There are always people to criticize your duty. Therefore, Arjuna, don't escape from your duty. Svabhava jena karma, svena karmana nibaddhaha, nitaram nischayena baddhaha nibaddhaha. Avashaha api karishyasi. Helplessly you will be carried towards that duty. Helplessly. Inga vittalum kuda vere edathilum poi pannuve. Avladha difference. இங்கே ஃபைட்டிங் பண்ணலாம், அது அங்கே பண்ணுவேள். இங்கே பண்ணலாம் இல்லையோ, அது ஃபைட் ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப். தட்ஸ் வை டோ நெவர் எஸ்கேப் ஃப்ரம் த பிளேஸ் வேர் யூ ஆர். இஃப் இட் இஸ் நாட் பிளசன்ட், இட் இஸ் நாட் ஃபேவரபிள் டு யூ ஆல்சோ, எஸ்கேபிசம் இஸ் நாட் த சொல்யூஷன். நெவர் ரன் அவே ஃப்ரம் த செட்டப், லேர்ன் டு பி இன் த செட்டப். டோன்ட் டிஸ்டர்ப் த செட்டப். Once a girl enters into the new family, she should not disturb the family setup. She should learn to accommodate herself in the family. Not that pulling the husband and going out. That means what? She is disturbing the whole setup. Family setup. She cannot live happily. She cannot allow him to live happily. That husband suffer like anything afterwards. Of course, she also cannot live happily. This is called disturbing the setup. Working in institution or somewhere, some place, anywhere. Learn to live in the setup where you are. If possible, help to the setup. If you can, but never disturb the setup. Mostly, every daughter-in-law comes and disturbs the family setup. Why? Parents have not given proper guidance to adjust in the family's, mother-in-law, father-in-law's family setup. And she goes along with her ego, arrogance, and she disturbs the setup. And she thinks, my husband, before he is becoming your husband, he was the son of so-and-so, mother, father. Don't you know that? You are double degree you have done. What it means? It is called disturbing the setup. Arjuna, don't disturb the setup. You are trying to disturb the setup here. You are a Kshatriya. You want to run away from the battlefield. Many people are looking at you. The whole battle is depending upon you. I can fight, but I don't want. I want you to fight here in this battlefield. This is what Lord Krishna's avatara's purpose. Why? Bhagavan take an avatar, I understand. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkratam dharma samsthapanarthaya. I want to teach the duty of that people, what they have to do. That's what Lord Krishna is doing. In the name of Arjuna, he is teaching the duties. That's why I brought to daughter-in-law duty. That's a sample. Like that, mother-in-law duty also. She should not think my son and after marriage, he belongs to her also. Is it not? She should not think like that. Ellaru pegada pesuve nanu, not one party. I have ellaru ide party. Okay, father-in-law also should not think, even sister-in-law also should not think. Everyone must have their own place, their role, their rights and their duties. If you want, adjust in the society. Otherwise, you will be disturbed and you disturb the society. He Arjuna, svena karmana nibaddha kartum na ichchasi chet. Yan mohat, yadu mohat, out of delusion. Previous word he said ahankarat. If mohat, because of ahankara, what comes? Delusion comes, confusion comes, indecisiveness comes. That indecisiveness means I am not able to decide properly. Confused because of ahankara, I take wrong decision. Wrong decision keeps me peaceful. It remains me to live in peaceful life? No. Therefore, Arjuna, mohatu yatu na ichchasi kartum, yuddham kartum na ichchasi chet, he Arjuna, avashyaha api tat karishyasi. You will do that only, what? That yuddham only in some other place, in some other form. That's all. Na karoti chet mohat tat kartum na ichchasi chet avashyaha api tat karishyasi. Helplessly, without your knowledge, you do the same thing somewhere. That means what? You go and fight there, fight for rights because of your swabhava. You will never leave your swabhava. Therefore, live according to your swabhava. Surrendering to Lord means not leaving your willpower. Use your willpower, go according to dharma, according to your swabhava, you do righteous actions. It is an offering to the Lord and accept the karma phalam. Very, very difficult to learn this fact in our life. By that time we learn, one third of life is over. Inga 1/4 la enna panna porom na moodavad kaal vechindu nadandinde irukom. Inna moodavad kaal walking stick vechindu nadakka porom, enna panna porom. That is why this has to be studied from early age. What is my duty? How I have to perform? How to live in the society? How to help this society? How to come out of the daivarunam, rishirunam, pitrurunam? These runams, why? They purify us. That's what Lord Krishna is going to say in the next shloka.
Ishvara sarva bhutanam hruddeshejuna tishtati bhramayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani mayaya
more in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.